Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so we had a shiur about this the other day, but I wanted to do a quick halacha l'maisa. Someone sent me an email this morning asking about his children. His children are going to be eating. They're not yet bar bas mitzvah or even close to bar mitzvah. And he asked me, do they make Kiddush? Do they do lacha mishnah? Should they eat chalent? Should they, like, or to what extent do we still recognize Shabbos when Yom Kippur is Shabbos? And even if it's not Shabbos, to what extent do we say that it's a yantif and therefore a person should be saying Kiddush? So really there are four different issues. One issue is when you eat in Yom Kippur because of a choli, let's say someone's ill, do we treat it like a Yom Tov with regard to Kiddush and benching? Do you say Alav Yavo and Lecha Mishnah and all the rest? Lecha Mishnah you would do on Yom Tov also, even if it weren't Shabbos. Number two, what about non-Yom Tov related halachos? Netilas Yadayim, Brachos, do you say a Bracha? Do you say a Bracha Achrona? Do you do Birchas HaZimun? Number three, does the fact that it's Shabbos make any difference? Is Shabbos going to be different than any other weekday? And that when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday. And number four, is there a difference between a chola and a katan? There are two groups of people that might eat on Yom Kippur. There's a chola, sheyesh bo sakana, who needs to eat, and there's a katan, who's not yet bar chiyuva, who's going to eat on Yom Kippur. Do they maybe have different halachos? So interestingly, as far as I know, the Gemara does not discuss this explicitly anywhere in terms of what to do about these halachos, which is a little bit odd. You would think that, Yom Kippur comes out every year, and it comes out on Shabbos every once in a while, that these halachos would make it into the Gemara, but it doesn't seem that it appears anywhere in Shas. The Tur in Siman Tav Reish Yud Ches quotes from the Rush, who says that a cholish should say Yala V'yavo. He quotes from his father, the Rush, that a cholish should say Yala V'yavo. And that's the only halacha that the Rishonim really discuss, about when you bench on Yom Kippur, because you're a cholish yesh basakana. Are you maskir meina ma'ora? Do you say Yala V'yavo? So the Rush says yes. The Beis Yosef explains that it's a mitzvah for him, so it's like a regular Yom Tov meal, meaning this person who's eating, it's not that he's doing an Avera, it's his mitzvah to eat that day because he's a challah, so that's what he has to do. He's mechuyev to eat, so it's like a regular Yom Tov meal. But then the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba that he compares it to eating tevel, where the Rambam says that if you're eating tevel, if you're eating something you're not allowed to eat, there's no bracha on eating tevel, so you wouldn't make a bracha on eating Yom Kippur either. However, the Rashba himself holds that even when you eat tevel, you do say a bracha. So even if you were to accept that it's the same thing as eating tevel, which anyway you could certainly argue with, because eating tevel is an avera, eating on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah for a cholish yesh basakana, and you're not eating ma'acholos asuras, you're eating kosher food at a time that's normally asur to eat. But even if you're going to compare the two, the Rashba says you would make a bracha when you eat tevel anyway. Sadly, paskin shulchan aruch is tough reish yud ches. See if yud writes cholish ha'achol b'yom kippurim v'nisyashiv daito b'nin shi'achol levarech tzorich lahaskir shal yom kippurim v'rch samazon sha'omer yalav yavo bonu Yerushalayim. Absolutely, we say Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nechav Ches says that's not only true of a chola, it's also true of a child who is eating on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nechav Tes says that on Shabbos you should also say Ritzei. However, he quotes from the Magen Avraham and the Taz not to say Yalav Yavo, that Magen Avraham and Taz think that maybe we should not say Yalav Yavo. However, Mishnah Berurah says, really, there's nothing to lose, so we should say Alav Yavo. Meaning, we pass like the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a bracha levatala to say Alav Yavo, it's just adding in an extra mention in the benching. So you should definitely say, you should definitely bench, and you should definitely say Yalav Yavo, and say Ritzei when Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, if a person eats enough to warrant a bracha achrona. There are many other issues, though. That's all that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's about Yalav Yavo. Nothing about Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah. So what do we say about Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham and the Mata Ephraim that you don't say Kiddush on Yom Kippur, or certainly not or on Shabbos of Yom Kippur, because it's a bracha levatala. You don't want to risk a bracha levatala. If you're not mechuyev and you're going to say Kiddush, it's an extra bracha. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch says that on a regular Yom Kippur, they weren't mesaken Kiddush. So then I understand that you wouldn't say Kiddush. But when Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos, so the mitzvah of saying Kiddush on Shabbos is a din dal raisa. So if you hold Kiddush makom su'u, Uda's Doraisa, and the way to say to be Yotze Kiddush is Dafka with the Kos of Yayin together with the Su'uda, so then you should definitely say Kiddush, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. What about Bracha Levatala? He says, what bracha levatala? When does someone who is a chola, when do they eat? They don't eat at nighttime of Yom Kippur. They eat during the daytime of Yom Kippur. In the daytime, what does Kiddush consist of? Bari Priya Gafen. So that's not a bracha levatala. You anyway have to make a bracha on the drink that you're having. So you make a bracha on the grape juice. So no bracha levatala at all. The Emek Bracha points out that last svara is very difficult to accept, because we just did the Sugyim Psachim Daf Kufay, where the Gemara says, if you don't make Kiddush on Friday night, so what do? Say the full Kiddush Shabbos day. So it is a bracha levatala, because Kiddush Shabbos day is only Bari Priya Gafen if you said Kiddush Friday night already. But if we're talking about a guy in Yom Kippur didn't eat at nighttime, didn't eat this Friday night, he's only going to first be eating during the daytime, l'chara, he has to say the whole bracha of Kiddush, and then it would be a risk of a bracha levatala. And there are other issues that people take with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In the Sefer HaKatan V'Lchosav, he points out that a child never has, for a child at least, there's never a chiyuv of Kiddush Mido Raisa. So then even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Svara, for a kid, there would be no Kiddush. Rav Moshe or Chaim in Chosh Mishpat rather, Chelek Aleph Simon Lamites, at the end of the Tshuva, points out that the whole notion of applying Kiddush Makom Suda to Yom Kippur is very strange, because there are two reasons that are given by the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim for why we do Kiddush Makom Suda. Number one, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, that it should be with a sense of enjoyment together with the Suda. And number two, from the fact that there were Koveh Kiddush Ala Kos, it must be that we're talking about the Kos that you have together with your Suda. He says neither of those things apply to Yom Kippur. Neither of those reasons would apply in Yom Kippur. So why Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinks that Kiddush Makom Suda would apply in Yom Kippur, he thinks is very unusual. Moshe does not like that comment of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And furthermore, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur and Shabbos may not be, like we discussed the other day, that you have regular Kedusha Shabbos and regular Kedusha Yom Kippurim that happen to fall on the same day. The Kedusha Shabbos may be a different kind of Kedusha when it's together with Yom Kippur. Normally, Kedusha Shabbos requires that you have meals and a Kiddush and all that, and the Lechem Mishnah and everything else. But maybe when Kedusha Shabbos is colored by Yom Kippur, it's tainted by Yom Kippur. So maybe the nature of the Kedusha Shabbos takes on the status of a Kedusha Yom HaKippurim. And that's what the Or Sameach says. The Or Sameach in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, says that the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim is a Kedusha of Inui. When you have Shabbos that falls in Yom Kippur, the Balamar and the Ramban say, who brings the Korban Musaf of Shabbos that day? Only the Kohen Gadol. Why only the Kohen Gadol? Because that becomes not just the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, but the Korban Musaf of Shabbos Yom Kippur. So the Shabbos becomes part of Yom Kippur. It's colored by Yom Kippur. And therefore, all of the halachas of Shabbos would fall by the wayside, wouldn't apply. However, Rav Asher Weiss does not accept that explanation of the Or Sameach. He says you can't say that Kedusha Shabbos changes and conforms to whatever Kedusha Yom Kippur is, and that all of a sudden, for this one Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos is expressed with Inui. No, Kedusha Shabbos is never expressed with Inui. He says, no, that's not pshat. Rather, it's a stira. Kedusha Shabbos demands meals. Kedusha Yom Kippur demands not eating. So it is a stira. And which wins? Yom Kippur wins. That's just the way it works. That the Kedusha Yom Kippur overpowers Kedusha Shabbos. So Rav Asher says, Rav Nachas Asher says, you don't make Kiddush, but for a different reason than the Or Sameach says not to make Kiddush. He says you don't make Kiddush not because Kedusha Shabbos changes, but because Kedusha Shabbos loses. Kedusha Shabbos loses to the Kedusha Yom HaKippurim. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinks that we should make Kiddush, but the Mishnah Berurah says we don't make Kiddush out of the risk of bracha levatala. What about Lechem Mishnah? So the Magen Avraham in Tafrei Shil Chesiv Katan Yud says no Lechem Mishnah. The Morik Tzir, B'Yakov Emdin, and the Kaf HaChaim say that you do make Lechem Mishnah, even if it's just Yantav, even if it's not Shabbos. So the Matan Ephraim in Sif Yud Zayin says that if it's a Tircha, you can rely on the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chayei Adam, who all say not to use Lechem Mishnah if it's a bit of a Tircha. But as the Lechet Chila, he seems to recommend that if you're going to eat, that you should use Lechem Mishnah. What about brachos in general, making a bracha on the food? So Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Dalet, Sifkat Mem Vav, says that we do say brachos on food if a person's a chol and they have to eat in Yom Kippur. The Sharet Zion and Sifkat Mem quotes from the Ra'ah that no, maybe you don't call this Hana'ah. Because why are you eating in Yom Kippur? Because you have this terrible onus that you have no choice but to eat or else you're going to die. So a Hana'ah's onus is not called Hana'ah. That's true. That sheet of the Ra'ah would only work if you're a chola. What if you're a katan, if you're a child? So it's not hanas, ones, you're just not chayiv in the mitzvah yet. So then l'chara by a child, it's no doubt that you would make a bracha. But anyway, we paskin even for a chola. We paskin that you would make a bracha, that a chola would make a bracha on his foods. What about netila as yadayim? Shmir Shabbos kilchsa, perek lamates, Oslam Adalv says that you should wash your entire hand. Normally you're not allowed to bathe on Yom Kippur, right? So do you only wash until the knuckles when you do netila as yadayim? Or do you wash all the way up? So generally speaking, you should know this is not so practical. People generally don't wash when they eat in Yom Kippur. People generally have a tiny little cracker every 9 minutes because they're eating pachos mikashir. But let's say a person's eating bread and they have to have a full meal. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa says wash the entire hand just like a kohen before duchening. That's not a violation of the isser of washing on Yom Kippur because it's not a washing of ta'anud. You're washing for a halachic reason, not to enjoy it. In the Sefer Birur Halacha, he says that if you're eating just shiurim, you're eating minimal sizes every 9 minutes, then you should only wash till the knuckles, because it could be that with shiurim you don't even need to do netil sedayim, so you don't want to risk it. In the Sefer Rivvos Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, or Chaim Chilgal Vesim Shin Pei Dalid, thinks that mayim achronim you can also wash, because he says that's also the whole point is that as long as it's not a tainug. So it's not a tainug, you're doing it for a halachic reason, so he thinks you're allowed to wash mayim achronim as well. Let's say you have a bunch of cholim all together. Should they make a zimun? You have three cholim all ate together. They all wash. Should they make a zimun? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchus Perek Lamtes Oslamet Aleph says they shouldn't eat together. You should avoid having three cholim eat together. They should all go into their own little corner, their own little room, and that way you won't have to face the shaila of whether they need a zimun or not. Okay, they made a mistake. Now they're asking the shaila. They already ate together. So now what do you do? So the Shmir Shabbos quotes from Rosh Zalman not to do a zimun, because that's you only have a zimun when there's kavia, when they're kavia themselves, but it's not called kavius when they're eating on Yom Kippur out of a sense of danger to their health. That's not a kavius, and therefore you would not make a zimun. Yalkut Yosef says otherwise, or Vadia says otherwise, that you would do a zimun because it's machal heter. You're eating kosher food. It's just during a zman of iser that you're eating it. He thinks that there should be a zimun. So conclusion: at the end of the day, many of these issues that we just discussed only apply if you're eating a full shear. That never, ever happens. I mean, almost never. I haven't been a rabbi that long, but in my 9 years in the shul, and then 3 years before that as an assistant rabbi, I never, ever had to paskin for somebody that they should mamish eat on Yom Kippur. What we paskin very often for cholim is to have shiurim, to have every 9 minutes, a little shot of something, or a little, you could probably be making more than, even more frequently than 9 minutes, but you never need to, because if you have a little ounce and a half of liquid and a little cracker every 9 minutes, that's plenty of food. It's almost always enough to keep a person going. So many of these issues don't apply. But halacha lemaisa, what would you do? You would do netila sidayim. You would say a bracha. You would bench. You would say yalaviyavo. Maybe even lecha mishnah. What you would not do, halacha lemaisa, no kiddush and no zimun. And also, I forgot to mention, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't repeat benching. Because the whole reason that the Mishnah Berurah says we say Yalav Yavo because you don't lose anything, it's not a bracha levatala. You're not risking a bracha levatala. But if you said benching and you forgot Yalav Yavo, then repeating benching is risking a bracha levatala. So those are some of the halachos of eating on Yom Kippur.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.